On Saturday, June 11th, hundreds of people marched in downtown Montreal to protest in solidarity with the ongoing street demonstrations throughout Syria for human rights and democracy. Hundreds marched along downtown St. Catherine Street on a busy Grand Prix weekend in Montreal, drawing attention to the alarming human rights abuses currently taking place throughout Syria, and also to express solidarity with uprisings across the Middle East, from Tunisia to Egypt to Palestine. I had the opportunity to join the Syria Solidarity protest in downtown Montreal and speak to protest organizers on the streets. First, we will hear an interview with activist Brian Aboud, protest organizer and professor of sociology in Montreal.
There's hundreds of people gathered in downtown Montreal today in solidarity with Syria and the protests that are taking place. Can you maybe talk about some of the main goals in organizing this protest?
Well, I guess the overriding goal, I think, is to send a message to the people of Syria that people around the world, this is Global Syria Day, and it's a day in which people across the world in cities all around the world are standing in public places, in squares, in cities, and taking to the streets to show support for the Syrian people and for the protests and for their legitimate demands against the Syrian government. I think really, to me, the overriding message is to the people who are bravely and courageously, standing up for their rights and for their liberties, having a say in the way in which they are governed. And this, we know that these demonstrations around the world are going to, in various ways, filter back to Syria. And we know that people in Syria will be emboldened just to know that people are standing in support and solidarity with them around the world. So personally, I think that's really, I think the underlying motivation behind this. But also we want to bring the message to the people in this city, in the middle of summer, who probably, the struggles in places far away like Syria are the furthest thing from their minds, but they shouldn't be, right? They should be uppermost in their minds because they matter for everyone, not only for people in Syria. I mean, freedom and justice and liberty and the right to have a say in how you're governed really matters to everyone. And if you don't stand up, everyone has to stand up for those things because they're at risk everywhere and in Canada as well, right? We have, of course, a set of specific demands that we're relaying to the Canadian government about the way that it deals with issues in the Middle East. And I would say that I think the overriding message to the Canadian government, in my view, is also to be consistent in who it condemns. The Canadian government has condemned the Syrian authorities, rightly so, for its conduct with respect to the Syrian people. Yet it's been silent on issues, on a range of other issues, and on the conduct of states with respect to other peoples, the Israeli state being a notable one, right? Canada has imposes sanctions on the Syrian government for its conduct and yet remains silent and in fact complicit and compliant with the conduct of the Israeli government when it acts in brutal ways with respect to the Palestinians. So the purpose of this march is also to convey that message, but really to take public space, to walk in the streets, to walk for Syria, to march for Syria, to bring to people's attention the fact that that there are people in this city who care about what's happening in Syria, and to convey a message that it really matters, right?
Okay, thank you.
Now, we will go to an interview with an organizer of the Global Day of Protest in Solidarity with Syria named Bushra Jalabi, who works in Quebec as a human rights lawyer.
Okay, so we're marching in downtown Montreal. There's hundreds of people expressing their solidarity with Syria. and this struggle there against dictatorship. Can you maybe describe the demonstration today and the main objectives that you were trying to push forward?
This is part of a global movement that we called for in Montreal, a day of solidarity with the Syrian people. We're calling it Global Syria Day. We have so far 22 cities around the world that are standing with the Syrian people together today on June 11th. We are calling for the end of violence and the cycle of killing and torture in Syria, the dismantlement of this repressive regime that is not leaving any space for the people to breathe or to express their demands or their desires for a democratic society. The Syrian people have said enough is enough. 41 years under the Assad regime and 49 years of emergency law cannot continue anymore. We are here standing in solidarity with them, and we're saying end the violence, allow media, allow independent observers and investigators to go in and investigate on these crimes against humanity. The Syrian regime has been systematically killing people and torturing them in acts of crimes against humanity as a state policy. We are here all together to say to the Syrian people that we hear you, we see you, we are with you.
Can you describe some of the key events that have happened this past week that you feel might have turned people's ability to feel they can speak out against the dictatorship? Here in Montreal, it's hundreds of people for the first time rallying in support of the protests in Syria. What are some events you feel have changed that kind of fear? Why has that fear been broken? You were talking about that before.
During the last week, we have had many reports of divisions in the ranks of the army that were refusing to shoot at people. Specifically in Jisr al-Shughur, where the army is confirmed to have actually defected because they do not want to shoot at the people. Obviously, I'm saying all of this, but we need independent observers to go and confirm all these reports. All we get is the official media, the Syrian media report that has nothing to do with reality. It has lost any credibility. The people, the activists on the ground, have been saying that there has been defection within the ranks of the army, and this has, I think, made people feel that the balance is starting to tip towards the wants of the people and the desires for a democratic society. And this, and the more time is passing with this uprising, the people are feeling less and less fear to speak out. And I think this regime has no more time. It has run out. It has lost all legitimacy, even within the international community. We're still waiting for a firm stand by the international community to denounce the Syrian regime firmly and to declare that it has lost all legitimacy to rule.
What's the importance of the diaspora mobilizing for Syria?
It is very, very important. You have 18 million Syrians outside Syria. That is a whole country, a whole population that has been fleeing the country because of the repression and the dictatorship. These people have ties with the country. These people have relatives with the country, and they're standing with them. And specifically because the Syrian people are being silenced by death and by bullets, it's our role to speak out on their behalf. It's our role is even more important because they cannot get their voices out like the other uprisings in the region.
On the streets in Montreal, hundreds gathered to express solidarity with Syria, singing Syrian songs and chanting in Arabic, expressing support for the thousands protesting across Syria in defiance of military repression shaped by bullets and bombs. You've been listening to an audio report on the Syria Solidarity Protest in downtown Montreal on Saturday, June 11th, an action taking place as part of a global day of protest. In cities around the world, people gathered to participate in a global day of solidarity with Syria, from Europe to the Middle East And here in Canada, people marched in support of the human rights of Syrians struggling for self-determination. In Montreal and around the world, the Global Day of Protest for Syria also voiced rejection of any possibility for Western-led military intervention in Syria, as we have seen in Libya, with devastating results. We will now hear sounds of solidarity with Syria from the streets of Montreal. For more information on ongoing protests in Syria, visit english.aljazeera.net. That's english.aljazeera.net. This report has been produced at CKUT Radio in Montreal for broadcast on campus and community radio by Stefan Christoph. Music in this report by Syrian Armenian singer Lina Shamamian.
فتاة أصيلة بعمر القدر سموت بها عن قلوب البشر وراحت عيوني لمرآها تعالوا أسبح مبدعها فيما صور فها قطعة من رخام تعشق رائحة الياسمين فأزهر جوري وريحان مسك وعنبر فاح بصرح تلون أخضر علاه هلال وزان حلاه أذان باسم الخلاق كبر زاد دقات الأجراس عينا نداء صلاة بها الروح تطهر فتعبق بالبخور مطارح يحنو بها كل قلب تحجر فما أفعل كي أنال رضاك وفيك بذرت صبايا وأبشر فهل من يزغرد ويعلي نداء لفرحة قلب بجرح تخمر فما أفعل كي أنال رضاك وفيك بذرت صبايا وأبشر شآم أنت فتاتي وأمي حتى